I dream of a future owning racehorses and taking one to a big race, a hometown cup, something like the Geelong Cup or one of the big group ones during a major carnival. So whenever the fields come out for these big races, we always, Ross and I, we have a little look through the owner group, see if there's anyone we know, see if there are familiar names. Charlie Rose is one of the centrepieces of today's Geelong Cup. And there was Ben Casanelia in the list of owners. Now, Ben's a longtime part of the footy media, particularly K-Rock, if you're down that part of the world. He's been a golf course manager. He's now the racing manager with Simon Wilde, who is the trainer of Charlie Rose. So we thought we just had to. Ben, great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, Jared.
An exciting day?
Like, it's a little bit sort of nerve-wracking. You mentioned there the Hometown Cup, and you know, our ownership group are all Geelong born and bred. So there's a high level of excitement, and you know, you get into horses and you sort of, you dream that you have a good one and it probably doesn't happen. And then when you do get one, and just the excitement around it has been sort of phenomenal over the last sort of, particularly the last month, when with the realisation that not only the Geelong Cup, but she's a, you know, a realistic chance to get into the Melbourne Cup as well. So it's sort of hit home, and I mean, everybody's just really enjoying it.
Have you always dabbled with horse owning, Ben?
Yeah, I have. I had my first horse at 19, and I've had a horse at least one every year since I was 19. So that's 31 years ago, and I've dabbled in breeding, just sort of homebreds, and we've had a little bit of success with those. And we had one horse, London Fog, who won it Mooney Valley, and then is now a troop horse with the Mounted Branch, the Victoria Police. So that was probably the most exciting thing, you know, in terms of my horse ownership, seeing him develop and progress to a police horse. But yeah, look, it's been a long time in the making, in terms of you get in and you put your money in and you hope and you dream, and you get here and she's you know, she's on the up, this horse, and it's really, really exciting for the group.
What do you love about it, Ben? What's your favourite part of racing?
I remember when, I think I was 12 when Kiwi won the Melbourne Cup, and I was just taken by the fact that horse could come from last to first, and Jim Cassidy was aboard, and my dad used to take me to Flemington, and I had my $2 on a horse. I think it was called Grey Man. He wasn't the greatest horse in the world, but he loved the straight at Flemington back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, I love the excitement of it, the buzz. I love the animal. It was just the sort of, the whole dynamic of racing and the work that goes into it. You know, a lot goes on to the getting these horses to the races. I think people would be really surprised in terms of the effort, the time and the planning that goes into these animals and getting them to perform at their best on the day. And, you know, I was just taken by it as a young fella, and it stayed with me.
Charlie Rose has been a name that has been before us for a little while. So the Baggots win on New Year's Day, long odds on, well, odds on favourite in the Adelaide Cup. And we were thinking Melbourne Cups at that point. She was a terrific run last start in the Bart Cummings behind Grand Promenade. What do you take her to Geelong pretty hopeful?
We do. Look, Simon put a lot of thought into it. You know, it was a big decision whether to run her today, given that, you know, she is up in the order now of the Melbourne Cup. And you'd think with attrition, she's very likely to get a run without having to run today. But, you know, he made a good point that occasionally, you know, you put these horses in mothballs and in cotton wool, you know, and just dreaming, and you're so fixated on the Melbourne Cup that you forget that she is a racehorse.
Yeah.
And, it's been 2.5 weeks since she raced. Her work on Saturday was fantastic. She's fit, she's sound, she's well. He's as good as she could have her. She's ready to race, and there's 2 weeks then to have her right for the Melbourne Cup. So it just fitted perfectly today, and condition of the track's ideal, and you know, it was the perfect opportunity to try and claim a Group 3 race.
Because the form is spot on. Third to Nonconformist in Delphi, and we know what that looked like at Caulfield, and second to Grand Promenade in front of Master of Wine. So it's that's the exact right form, it felt to me. Hey, are you an essential worker? Do you get to go?
Yes, I will be able to go out there today.
Outstanding.
That's probably, yeah, it is exciting for me. I mean, it's disappointing for the other ownership group, and I mean, not all owners, not just our group, but that's been one of the sort of downsides, obviously, with the COVID, that we've sort of lucked into a good horse, and no one's really been able to go to see her win. She won last year on Oaks Day, and, you know, there was nobody there. But, yeah, look, I'll be able to sneak along today and do a little bit of sort of communication to those guys who can't be there. And yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I've got some text messages from people that I haven't heard from for 1,000 years this morning. So it sort of hits home then that, you know, the sort of the enormity of it for us. And I mean, it is only the Geelong Cup, but when you've born and bred in the region and you've sort of trundled along to so many of them, and it's, yeah, it's a great thrill.
Mytho won the Cup a couple of years ago, the Geelong Cup a couple of years ago. So it's a chance for another hometowner.
Yes, it is. It is. And yeah, and all shapes and sizes. And yeah, I think Mythos Horse then went on to run in the Melbourne Cup from memory, Runaway. So yeah, look, it's great. And the only thing we won't be doing, Jared, is wearing our white shoes and the white belt like we used to when we were about 17 out there. Seemed to be the norm. Seemed to be the norm for the Geelong Cup.
Yes, it can be a bit rugged as the afternoon goes along. As a long timer, I sort of half miss it. So, Ben, in all that you've experienced in racing since you first owned as a 19-year-old, how big would it be to have a runner in the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, it would be you know, absolutely enormous. I mean, and not only have a runner, but my feeling is that she would be some sort of live chance in the race. That's the sort of next step. It's one thing to get there and have that live opportunity and be a realistic sort of top five chance. Look, it's exciting. It is. I don't sort of know how to describe it. You sort of only get caught up in it when other people are talking to you about it and the people who know about her and ask you about her. And that's probably when it sort of hits home to you, the reality of it. And I mean, look, she's not there yet, but she's, you know, Simon does a wonderful job. He's a great conditioner of horses. I mean, he picked this horse out as a $50,000 yearling from Karaka, and she was very backward, but he was able to sort of, you know, foresee that she would develop into something. She's very well bred on both sides. So look, it's a great thrill, and just looking forward to today, and hopefully she can get the job done for us.
Enjoy it, Ben. Great to have a chat.
Good on you, Jared. Thanks very much.
Ben Casanelia, who's one of the owners of Charlie Rose. She'll run favourite in the Geelong Cup. The recent history, as we know, Media Puzzle and Dunedin and Americane did the double. Geelong and the Melbourne Cup, Bow, Prince of Arran have come through. So it has become increasingly prominent, particularly around the internationals, but Charlie Rose goes through today. And Andrew Bensley's just let us know, Kieran McAvoy told him on SEN Track this morning that he is going to ride Grand Promenade in the Melbourne Cup, so one of the principal chances.